Welcome back, tech enthusiasts. You're tuned into another episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, here to unpack some serious tech wizardry.
And I'm Jamie, always ready to ask the questions you're thinking of. Today, we're diving into something that sounds like it came straight out of a tech mage's spellbook. PGBoss for managing job queues in Postgres with Node.js 24. It's 2026, and things just keep getting more interesting.
Absolutely, Jamie. Now, for those who might be wondering, PGBoss is a robust tool for queuing jobs directly within your Postgres database, bypassing the need for additional systems like Redis. It's all about keeping it sleek and efficient.
Sleek and efficient? I like the sound of that. But Alex, break it down for us. What exactly is a job queue?
Great question. Imagine you have tasks you need done, but instead of doing them right away, you line them up for processing one after another. That's your queue. Each task is a job. In web development, these could be anything from sending emails to processing payments.
So it's like having an orderly line at a coffee shop, but for tasks?
Exactly, Jamie. And with PGBoss, your Postgres database handles this line efficiently.
Now, I saw something about skip locked in the notes. Sounds like skipping in line. Is that allowed?
Well, in this case, it's not only allowed, but encouraged. Skip locked is a feature in Postgres that lets these tasks get handled without stepping on each other's toes. It means multiple workers can process jobs simultaneously without conflict.
Ah, so no job gets left behind. What about retries in these dead letter queues?
Spot on. In any queue system, some tasks might fail, right? With retries, PGBoss automatically tries these failed jobs again. Now, if they keep failing, they move to what's called a dead letter queue, a special area for jobs that just don't succeed, so you can investigate what went wrong.
Like the mystery section of our tech library. Okay, what about setting all this up? Sounds complicated.
Not as much as you'd think. You'd start by setting up a TypeScript project, then install PGBoss and configure it to point at your Postgres database. From there, you define your job types and how they should retry or fail.
TypeScript, right? Keeping it type safe and sturdy. And scheduling, can PGBoss handle that too?
It sure can. You can schedule jobs to run at specific times, like a daily summary email at 9 a.m. Dublin time, all within the same system.
Dublin time. Now we're global. And monitoring all this, there's a dashboard, right?
You've done your homework. Yes, the PGBoss dashboard lets you monitor all these jobs. You can see what's happening in real time, check for any stuck jobs, and ensure everything runs smoothly.
Smooth operation, just how we like it. Now, when would a team choose PGBoss over something like Redis-backed queues?
Another excellent question. If your job load isn't in the thousands per second and you already use Postgres, PGBoss is perfect. It keeps your stack simple, uses resources efficiently, and integrates directly with the tech you already have.
Reducing the moving parts? I'm all for that. And I guess our listeners who handle back-end systems can really appreciate cutting down on complexity.
Absolutely, Jamie. Simplifying tech stacks is like decluttering your digital workspace. Everything gets a bit easier to manage.
And who doesn't love a clean workspace? Well, that's about all the time we have today on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for breaking down PGBoss for us, Alex.
My pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We hope you found this dive into PGBoss as exciting as we did.
Don't forget to hit subscribe for more episodes like this. Until next time, keep those tech gears turning.